When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Today, my daughter Salish will try to find her mom, dad, and best friend in all these different groups of people. And she'll have to do it without seeing us. We'll give her a series of challenges that will determine if Salish really knows all of us.
No, that is not my mom.
First, Salish will try to prove if she has a special bond with her mother.
First round is trust fall. One by one, the five of us are gonna come up and each catch her when she falls, and then somehow she's gonna have to decide which one of us is mom. Say, you ready?
Kinda.
When we tap you on the shoulder, it's time for you to go back.
Wait, Dad, tap me three times so I know, okay?
We'll each tap you three times.
Okay.
Number one, step forward.
I don't trust whoever this is. They kind of just let me fall off the mat. They're like, eh, whatever. If she falls, she falls. Like, bro.
Number two, step forward.
Who is this? Bro, that was scary.
And now I'm back. Here we go.
That was so scary, Dad. Who was that? She went so low, I almost hit the ground. She like couldn't catch me, so I stepped back. Bro.
So that was definitely not a trustworthy person.
No, not at all.
Whoa, geez, Salish.
This is the easy part. Later in the video, Salish needs to figure out who of those five people is Nadal.
Is this your face? I don't know.
Promise me for 10 seconds not to move your feet.
10, 9.
Number three, step forward before she stops counting.
6, 5. Oh, okay. Low-key, I think that was kind of my mom. She caught me from high up, but these other people have been going all the way to the floor like this, and I've not been landing too well, but I actually landed well with her. Thanks, number three.
So how did you feel about number three compared to number two?
That was way better because number two just said, whatever, and dropped me to the floor. But number three actually cared.
Number four, step forward.
That was really fast. I don't think I trust this person too much. Scary. Oh, okay. No.
Stop.
I figured something out, Dad. Ready? Turn around. Mom's a lefty, so she's gonna go like this, but then already we'll go like this, and only number three has gone like this. And she's a lefty, so I'm pretty sure it's number three so far.
There's two lefties here, not one. Hudson's a lefty too.
Oh, and Dell's a lefty.
There goes that theory right out the window. Damn. Nice try. So what did you think about number four? Do you think that she has a chance?
Not really, because she went like this.
Again, let's talk about number two. How is that person?
Terrible.
Okay, moving on. Number five, step forward.
Why are they fighting? No, I do not trust this person at all. Is this Hudson? This sounds like Hudson.
I'm back.
Whoa.
I need to get you centered.
I don't trust whoever this is.
Why?
I'm pretty certain this is Hudson. Yeah, this is Hudson, bro. I don't want to go. He's not even there.
Fall back like you're supposed to.
Salish, it's not me.
Hudson! This is Hudson. He went all the way saying Salish is not here and then sprinted back. I'm eliminating whatever number this is. No, Hudson! Why are you so far away? If I didn't step down, I would have died.
The final round is the hardest round, so you want to get this one right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which number was your mother?
For sure, three. She was so gentle and like actually nice, and she went slow and took her time. The other ones just like let me die.
Take off your blindfold and see if you're right.
Oh yeah, I was right. Yeah, I knew.
Moving on to the next round.
Salish is definitely proving the bond with her mom so far, but that bond will be tested in the extreme final round.
These are three Sephora hauls. One of the bags was put together by Lauren, one by me, and one by a Sephora employee. Only one of them did mom buy for you. Can you guess which one?
Probably not, but I'll try.
Salish and I love to go to Sephora together. I know Say has a thing for certain lip oils, blushes, sunscreen. I know what she likes. I'm pretty sure she's gonna pick my bag.
Ooh, low-key, okay, this might be her. I have this cleanser. You don't wanna buy like another tube of it because you don't wanna like waste it.
I like recycling.
Oh, the Say blush. Ooh, okay, that's low-key good. But I feel like you wouldn't think that this color would like work on me. She got this Jisoo lip oil. We got this one, like the actual color of this one, right? Together? So this is for sure not my mom.
If you're replaying, her reactions are telling me this is not her bag, but we'll see.
And she knows I already have that, so that is for sure not my mom, like a no. Next one, Murad Acne Control for normal to oily skin. I have really dry skin, and you know that because my skin's like red every single day. I don't wear lipstick, and this is like dark.
Try it on Dad, but he's got like almost no lips, so.
No.
Oh, let me see.
This is for sure not my mom because this is oil and pore control. She likes sunscreen on me, but this is acne control.
Salish doesn't have acne, but the people in the store insisted that all teenage girls are buying acne products, so I got it too.
Oh, this is ultra hydrating. I feel like my mom will buy me this, but none of the other things.
The products Salish uses for skincare seem to change all the time, so I really had no idea what to buy.
This one, like, maybe, but that one for sure no. I need to look at this one.
Wait, why do you dump them all
just
out?
Chill. This is ultra hydrating. See, this is more like her. She knows my skin is dry. It's a hydration mask. Yeah, that's more like my mom.
I think Salish is more confused than she thought she'd be here.
I wanted the skin tint, but I don't think I've told her.
That looks kind of dark for you.
My mom always buys like a shade one. It blends in. This is like the best one, and I would think this is my mom. But if she bought this, she would buy like a negative 30 because of how pale she thinks I am.
Lauren and Salish go to Sephora a lot, so this should be really easy. Which one do you think it is?
I don't think it's any of these because this is a glowing serum. I mean, maybe she would get me this, but like, no. This smells like chlorine.
Oh, it feels refreshing.
It's like being in a pool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just go pick up some pool water and get a red bottle. So this is like not my mom. I'm keeping this though, like, thanks.
I picked out one of these, mom picked out one, and an employee at Sephora picked out one for 14-year-old girls. Which one do you think I picked?
I think you picked that one.
Why, because it just misses completely?
Yes.
Okay. You have to get every single round right.
Oh.
Which one of these did mom pick? One, two, or three?
Dad picked that one. I think the employee got this one because there's Tower 28 and like every person loves Tower 28. If an employee was to pick this, they would pick the actual glass thing of it and not the refillable one.
Refillable's very mom.
I'm gonna pick this one.
Oh, she got it right, okay.
Yeah, everything she has is refillable. It drives me crazy.
She's environmentally conscious, okay? We should all be.
I would feel really bad if I didn't pick my mom.
Later in the video, things are going to get even harder for Salish because she needs to figure out who of nine people is her real dad. We brought some super famous YouTubers to try to fool Salish.
I am your dad.
Oh, you're my dad's friend.
Your dad doesn't have a lot of friends.
Next round, Lauren, Hudson, and I are each going to cook a meal for Salish, and she has to pick which one mom cooked.
Now announcing the competitors, mom, dad, and the king of cutting, Hudson.
We have 15 minutes to do it. Ready, set, go get your ingredients. Boom! Avocado, she loves avocado, dill.
Oh, actually.
Oh, I want the salad.
No, no, no.
I want the salad.
Yes.
Please, please, I got it first. Please, come on.
Fine. Ooh, maybe a little of this.
Avocado.
Wait, what am I gonna make? I'm gonna take all these seasonings.
Give me that back.
I'm gonna make Salish her favorite pasta with marinara and these plant-based meatballs.
My mom's really good in the kitchen and she always makes me a lot of food that I really like.
Usually I use tomatoes, basil, oregano, garlic. I don't have that. Hopefully she'll be able to still tell it's mine.
My dad is not a good cook. He's probably making like the easiest thing that he can, maybe like a stir fry or a salad. I feel like he's gonna mess it up somehow.
One of Salish's favorite meals that Lauren makes all the time is fresh salad, and I know exactly how to make the dressing. There's no way she'll be able to tell the difference.
Hudson never cooks me food, so I don't think he's gonna really know what to pick that I would like. I think I'm gonna know it's him.
One of the things my mom always makes for Salish is black beans and rice. I know exactly how to make that because personally, I think I'm the best chef in the family.
Who taught you?
That's funny.
Hey honey, does Salish usually do avocado in her salad?
Oh, come on.
Hey guys, yeah. Does this change your tune?
Whenever Hudson's in the kitchen, he always makes like the kitchen so messy.
Watch this, Dad.
No, actually don't. Hudson!
I bet you couldn't do that.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, I just got new shoes.
Always gonna be messes.
Don't tell Salish I touched the avocado with my hands.
She's not gonna eat that.
Do we usually do dill for Salish? Okay, come on. I'll trade you a little dill for your sauce if you tell me if she takes dill in her salad. Listen. No!
Thank you.
I needed this.
I needed it. Could you open this?
Hold on. Okay, there's something obviously
wrong. It's hard,
wrong.
Right? There's something wrong with the bottle.
No,
there's definitely some.
You guys are losers.
Anyway.
Wow, that was embarrassing. Hey, Mom, you want some dill? Boozah!
They're dilling them. I mean, come on. I'm putting dill in there, and I hope it's right. I like dill. I think the dill worked. I think that's gonna sell it.
They're still cooking, and I'm already plating. Put some beans on there, get a close-up of this. Woo! I just whipped up some rice. Let's serve it up.
If this was Salish right now, she was preparing something for me, she would eat it with her fingers and not tell me. What do you think I'm doing? Is this wrong? Am I doing it wrong?
I don't know. I'm done.
But what, did I do it wrong? What did I do? Did I put too much olive oil? Honey, a little help? Salt, pepper? What should...
I just finished. Take a look at how good this looks. My real mom, nothing on me. I'm the new mom in the house.
Salt, pepper, olive oil, and lemon. That's the secret to a great dressing. Say loves it, and that's the way Lauren makes it. But she usually uses garlic. We don't have any, so I gotta make do. This is the rushed version. It's a little squishy and messy. Oh, it's coming out everywhere. It's not ready. Oh, gosh. Okay, I got it. Why did mine take the longest when it was a salad? Time to see which meal she picks, and yep, I was a waiter. Three meals have been prepared for you, all in mom style. Rice and beans, a garden salad, and pasta with meatballs. Which one of them mom made?
Hudson.
I'm a little hungry.
Mom would not really use a paper plate. Oh, this is yours, isn't it?
I'm not saying anything.
This is fresh from my dad's. If there's not any soy sauce on it, then it's not mine because I only ate this with soy sauce. Also, my mom would put the avocado in the middle.
Why are you looking at me?
You made a bunch of faces.
I've made you rice and beans before. Is that the way it tastes?
I don't know.
How is it? Is it good? 1 to 5 stars.
Okay, if it was like warmer, then it would be good. So it's like a 2 star because it's not hot. It's freezing. It tastes like I got it from Antarctica. I think this has butter in the rice, and I don't like butter in my rice, and I think my mom knows that. I'll leave it as a maybe. The salad. Now this is really plain, but I think I should know this based on my mom's dressing. Hold up, this has a lot of pepper and my mom and I cannot take anything that's spicy. And this whole leaf is like covered in pepper. This is for sure Hudson. Also, why are the leaves so big? How am I gonna fit this thing in my mouth?
Mom, you should have cut it up more.
I felt my mom's. It's like lemony. That is not the same dressing that my mom makes. This is for sure not my mom.
Salish, what if your mom was running out of time and didn't have all the ingredients? Then potentially could it be hers?
No. And it has dill on it. My mom would not put dill on my salad. Nuh-uh. Thanks whoever made that, but that is not my mom. Now I'm gonna try this.
What'd you think?
It's good. Normally I would like this, but I feel like my mom knows that I don't really like cheese, maybe, because she's made this for me a lot and I normally don't eat cheese. And these aren't really seasoned at all, so.
Salish, time for a decision.
I don't know, I think it's either of these. It's for sure not that one. It's like, obviously not that one.
We only had limited ingredients and we only had 15 minutes to make it. Which one of these meals do you think mom made? You can't miss any of these. Are you ready?
I
Wow!
Yay! I knew it.
Was the winner.
Salish didn't get tricked that time, but just wait until she has to find her mom without seeing her. For the next round, Salish is blindfolded because we all know how she feels about emotion.
This channel is not allowed to have emotion.
Exactly. Mom is very sentimental. She saves everything from your childhood, and she loves to knit, right?
Uh-huh.
On the table in front of you is a bunch of stuff from your childhood, except one thing. Can you pick the thing that's not from your childhood?
I picked some of my most favorite sentimental things that belonged to Salish when she was little. But how much is she really going to remember? I think this is going to be a hard round for her.
This I know my mom knit for me. It was when we lived in New York. I remember wearing it and Boomer loved that. I know this book. It was about a caterpillar thing that turned into a butterfly.
This is Salish's very favorite dress from when she was 3. Despite how it looks, it's clean.
This dress, it is crusty, bro. But I remember this. I wore it like every single day and I wouldn't change out of it.
Sandy, cue some photos.
No. Me and my mom. I think I was gonna make like a whole book and then I probably got bored. So I just wrote like one word. Yeah, that sounds like me. Happy birthday, mommy, with only one M. Yep. Sounds like me. Yeah, this is for sure me. I remember drawing that heart, actually. My mom for sure made that.
But did she make it for you?
Oh, no. She for sure made this for Hudson and gave it to me. My only clothes were hand-me-downs. Like, I'm not kidding. I remember my mom showing me pictures of these shoes about how I would wear them. So these are mine. Mom, did you want to put me in some Nikes or something? Like some Dunks? Why did you put me in those?
So I guess it all comes down to these two sweaters. Which one of them mom knit for you and which one did we buy?
I know that my mom knit me this. I remember wearing this sweater and I really loved it. My mom would never just buy a knit sweater if she could make it for herself. Also, if I wore this as a baby, it looks too perfect. It doesn't look crusty at all. It looks new.
So your vote is?
This one was not from my childhood.
What's the answer, honey?
She's right.
There we go. Yay! That was an easy round.
Yeah.
This next one's gonna be really hard.
I can't believe my mom saved all of that stuff. Wow.
The next challenge will be super hard. Salish will need to figure out who is Nadal in the middle of a bunch of people. And Nadal wasn't doing a good job being himself.
What's our favorite ride to do together?
The dragon.
This is sounding a little desperate.
The final round will be elimination. There are 5 of us. Salish will ask us a series of questions that we have to answer, but our voices
will be changed to sound like this. So she will have no idea who is talking to her.
She will be wearing noise-canceling headphones just like this, and she will eliminate one person per round until she gets to the final 2 to see if she can pick her mother. Even though it's voice-modulated, meaning she won't be able to hear our actual voices, she will be able to tell if it's a high or low voice, so we all have to sound just like Lauren, okay? Why don't you just say a line, and then we'll all try to sound just like you.
I love you, my say-say.
I love you, my say-say.
I think we're ready. Okay, are you guys ready? Let's go. Lauren has a really specific voice, so we're gonna change the voice modulation every single time so Salish can't tell if it's a man or woman speaking.
Hello. Hello? Okay, first question is, what's my favorite outfit?
Zumba's shoes.
What?
Air Force One white shoes with sweatpants and a hoodie.
Wait, what's a Zumba though? Okay, this is not mom. Next person.
No, can I have one more chance?
Sure. Where do I like to show up?
Zara and Sephora. And also Urban Outfitters. Would you like to go with your brother sometimes?
What did I have for Thanksgiving dinner? Are you asking somebody right now? You cannot ask anybody right now.
You had a baked potato.
Hudson! Wait.
Are you saying Hudson?
Okay, so I think this is either dad or mom, because Hudson wouldn't know that. Ugh, what do I like to do in my free time?
You're always on that phone talking to your friends.
Okay, yeah, that low-key is kind of true, and I feel like my entire family would know that. All right, number 2. Let's go, number 2. So that I know you're not asking my mom for the answers, you have to keep on talking when you're thinking.
Yep.
Who's my favorite person to hang out with? Not in the family.
Your friend and Peyton and the dog.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Who's my favorite person in the family?
Me, obviously.
Who are you?
Mom.
I love hanging out with mom, but probably Hudson because, you know, but like mom's my second favorite. Dad's like my last favorite, you know?
But I'm your second favorite?
Yeah, you and Hudson are tied.
Oh, okay.
Dad's all the way at the bottom.
That's fair. He's at my bottom too. I mean, he's my least favorite person in the family too.
I feel like my mom wouldn't say that, but okay. What's my favorite subject in school?
Well, it was math. I think probably still is, but you had such a great time doing that play that maybe it's theater.
Absolutely not for theater. Loki, this might be my dad because my dad did theater when he was like my age and he wants me to like theater, I guess. But definitely not theater. The answer is none of them. I don't like any subject.
Well, maybe Salish, if you applied yourself a little more, you'd like it better.
I don't really think this is my mom. This is probably like some random person not in my family. What's my favorite fruit?
Strawberries?
Definitely not strawberries.
When you make a smoothie, it's strawberries, water, and ice.
Yeah, that is correct.
But so that's your favorite fruit?
No, my favorite fruit is probably like coconut or mango. Yeah, this is not my mom. Bye, number two.
Whatever.
My mom would not say whatever. That sounds like a dad thing to me. So far, I don't think number one or two is my mom because number one sounded so weird and number two said whatever.
Hi, my sweet Say-Say.
That is not my mom. That sounded so hesitant. My mom would just be like, hi, Say-Say, not
hi. Hi, Say-Say.
This is not my mom. What the heck? I'm just gonna ask some more questions just in case. What game do I play with my grandparents like every time I see them? Sing, let's go, sing.
You know I have a cough right now. Hold on, give me a second.
Sing. Okay, this is not my mom. You know what? Number three is not my mom. Number four, not my mom. I'm not even gonna ask questions to this person. Number four, my mom hates making a big deal about if she's sick. She would not be like, I have a cough right now.
Hi, Say-Say.
What the heck?
Hi.
What's my favorite meal that you've recently cooked?
Stuffed peppers, of course.
Oh, wow. That was actually really correct. That was really good. What's my favorite color? I mean, everyone knows this one, but like, what is it?
I think beige and white.
What the heck? Oh, I don't know. I thought that was my mom, but I don't know that answer. What do I like to do in my free time?
Well, you don't have a lot of free time.
Okay, yeah.
But when you have free time, you love to FaceTime with your friends.
Yeah.
Go shopping with your friends. Beat up Dad.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. He does have a pretty big bruise from my pinches.
He does. But
okay. Yeah. I think number four is most like my mom, but next thing. Okay, number five.
Hi, Say-Say.
Hello? Have I ever driven a car?
Oh, sure.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. What is my favorite outfit?
You like the fitted camis with...
What's a cami?
Like a tank top with the sweatpants.
Okay, you actually know that. Okay. How many concerts have I been to?
I'm pretty sure it's just two.
Yes, it is, but it took you a long time.
And I was just trying to remember if you
had
gone.
I'm a little bit suspicious that you guys are asking my mom all these answers, but I mean, okay. What is my favorite gymnastics event?
I hate them bars.
Oh yeah, it is. Okay, what's my least favorite thing about bars? Don't sing,
be the blisters.
It's actually called a rip, and I'm pretty sure my mom knows that. So I don't think this is my mom, but no, it's actually breaking in new grips because that's terrible. This is a no. I've asked all five moms all the questions and now it's time to eliminate one of them. I think that my mom is number four, but I know for sure it is not number one or two, so I'm gonna eliminate number two. I knew it was you.
Of all of us, I lost first. There were some pretty bad answers out there. Do you think you know who every person is?
Yes.
All right, let me hear it.
Okay, number one is Hudson, number two is you, number three is Del, number four is Mom, and number five is Fiona.
If it's that easy, I'm gonna throw a little curveball. Round two, you only get to ask each person one question.
What?
And contestants, change your seats and numbers.
Why did I say that? Bro, no, that's not fair.
Yep, if you know your mom really, really well, if you're connected like you are obviously with me, if you're that connected with her, then you will be able to get her every single round. Good luck.
What? Okay, number one, you have 5 seconds to answer. Or actually 3 seconds to answer, so I know that you're not cheating and asking somebody else. What is my lock screen on my phone?
It's the young man you always talk about that's gonna be your husband. You know, the cute brunette boy.
Keep going.
We watch him on a show.
Okay, that's it. I'm eliminating you. Mom, we just watched the show together like a couple of weeks ago, the summer I turned pretty, so no. That is not my mom.
Oh, okay.
That is not my mom.
know it was you.
I did so good! How could you do this to me?
Because my mom knows who's on my lock screen.
So you have three people left. You have mom, you have your brother, and you have mom's best friend who's known you since you were born. You can ask as many questions as you want, but at the end, you gotta eliminate one more person. Are you ready?
Yes.
You're getting close to proving that bond with mom. Let's see what it goes.
Hi, honey.
What's my favorite shoe brand? Three, two...
I think it's Air Force.
Air Force is not a shoe brand.
Nike.
Okay. What did I get you two Christmases ago? Three, two, one.
A Christmas card.
Okay, this is not my mom. Nope, I actually got you a Lululemon scuba.
Wait, but wasn't that three Christmases ago?
Maybe. What did I get you last Christmas?
A kayaking trip for all of us to go up north.
That's what Hudson got you. Okay, this is not my mom.
Seriously, Hudson should know more about his sister. Later in the video, we brought out some people that know a ton about Salish that are going to confuse her and make it even harder for her to figure out which one of them is Nadal.
Have you ever had a crush?
Obviously, like Addison Rae, Madison Beer.
Okay, I know!
She's talking to her like she's Nadal.
Number two.
Hi.
Where is my favorite place to go on vacation?
Probably New York.
New York? I mean, it's an okay vacation spot. It's not my favorite, though. It is actually Colorado. Yeah, no. Okay, do I ski or snowboard? Three, two, one.
Snowboard.
Did I ever ski or was I always snowboarding?
You know, I wasn't there a lot, so I can't remember.
This is not my mom. Okay, number three. This is not my mom. You remember. Number three, let's go. Let's just move on to number three.
Hi, babe.
Hi. What kind of dog do I want to get?
Sometimes you say a Labrador Retriever. Lately, though, it's been German Shepherd or a Siberian Husky.
Yeah, those are all the three that I really want. So far, this is sounding like my mom. Who is my celebrity crush?
Harry Styles.
What? No, that is so old. It's actually Gavin from The Summer I Turned Pretty. Ugh, I don't know. I thought this was my mom, but I don't know. I feel like my mom should know this. How long have I been doing gymnastics?
Well, since you were two.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So it's time for elimination. Thank you, number three. You can go back now. One of these contestants is my mom. Whew, I don't know. Okay, ready? I'm gonna eliminate number two. Please say that wasn't my mom. That would be so embarrassing. Okay, number two, come out. Yes! I was right. I knew it. Good job.
I actually knew some of those answers better.
You knew a couple. Nice try. I'm very happy that I didn't eliminate my mom because that would have been really embarrassing.
Final round. Okay, Do you think you can pick mom?
Yes.
Are you that connected?
I think so.
You get to ask each of them one question and it has to be the same question.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, I got this. I have a good question. Number one contestant.
Hi, sweetie.
Hudson is the favorite kid. What do you think about that?
I hear you say it a lot, and honestly, it makes me really disappointed because of how much I love and care about you, and I really want to make sure I can treat you both equally.
Okay,
Even though it may feel that way sometimes, I love you.
That kind of sounded like my mom. All right, contestant number two, you can come out.
Oh, hi.
Ooh, okay. So what do you think about the thing I just said? Hudson's the favorite sibling. What do you think?
I think you couldn't be farther from the truth.
Because the truth is, we love you so much, more than anything in this world, and nothing has made us happier than to watch you and Hudson grow up into the people that you're meant to be.
No, stop. I get it. That sounded a lot more emotional, you know? I think number two is my mom. Yay! I got it!
This is my daughter, Salish, and today she's gonna find out just how well she knows me. There will be nine disguised dads sitting in these chairs, and I will be one of them. Whenever we speak, our voices
will be modulated to sound like this.
There will be eight challenges to help Salish figure out which one of us is her real dad. She will eliminate one person after every round. In the end, I hope our bond is strong enough that she's able to pick me.
So what do you think, little girl? You think I'll make it to the final round?
Not if you call me little girl.
Okay, I just want you to know,
no matter what happens.
Stop it,
I love you no matter what. It's gonna be okay. Let's start it. Round one.
So the first round is you each have to do an introduction to your favorite video on my dad's channel. Well, let's be real, on my channel.
Today, my daughter says.
Number one, go.
Today, my daughter Sayosh has only 1 hour to complete her first day at a new school.
That might have been my dad's favorite video. I don't think so, but I'm going to put number one at maybe. Next!
Today, my daughter Sayosh gives 4-year-old Mila her first sleepover.
Why is that person's voice so deep? It's like, today, my daughter Sayosh. That is definitely not my dad. Next!
Today, my daughter Sayosh attempts 10 insane jobs in just 24 hours.
I feel like my dad might like that video. The energy was too high. Today, my daughter! It's going to no. Sorry, number three. I will feel really bad if I don't say my dad. Next!
This is my daughter Sayosh, and one of these five women is her mom.
Oh, yes. Wait, I feel like that might be my dad's favorite. I think I'm gonna put that person in the yes, but I might take it down. Next!
Today, my daughter Sailor transforms into 10 different Halloween costumes.
Definitely not. That person's energy almost got me to sleep way too slow. Number five, come reveal yourself. About the right height, though. Take off your mask. Yes, I knew that wasn't my dad. But wait, Star?
I'm not the only YouTuber here. There might be a few other people that you recognize.
Star, I was not meaning to insult your voice. It's just like a little chill from my dad. Normally, my dad doesn't like this. This is my daughter's
I should have drank 5 cups of coffee. Then I would have been
yeah,
more like
maybe.
Your dad.
All right, Star, thank you, but you're out of here. I tease my dad a lot, but I really hope I pick him.
The connection between father and daughter is a special bond. She's always had me wrapped around her little finger. From the moment she was born, through every event in her life, my wife and I have been there watching and guiding. And today we will find out if she knows me as well as I know her.
Next round is what is something that I do that annoys you? Okay, dad number one.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I find it really annoying. Like, really annoying when your hair is just stuck to your face the whole day. Like, it's actually kind of annoying, I'm not gonna lie.
And hair off the face, then. Sailish, your hair got in your face. Hair off the face, and go again. Hair off the face, little one.
My hair in my face does really annoy my dad. I don't think that was my dad because my dad always corrects me on saying like, and that person said like a lot. I don't think he would say, I want to be honest with you, and I'm not gonna lie. No, I don't think that's him.
Okay, this was easy. Every time I get in the car, there's more and more garbage in the backseat. And yeah, it's your fault.
Oh, that's not my dad. He would not say, no, it's your fault. And I already had him in the no pile. That is a definite no. That's not my dad. Next!
The thing that annoys me most is whenever we're in an argument and then you storm off and you say, it's fine, it's fine.
That person knows a lot about me. I don't know, I never really get in fights with my dad. I don't think that's my dad, so maybe I'm just gonna keep him in the know. Next!
You can be really stubborn and it drives me crazy.
Stubborn? Me? More like you! I'm gonna keep him in the yes pile just to like wait it out a little bit more because I'm not stubborn, he is stubborn. And that was really stubborn to tell me that, so a random person would not say that to me. That's you! Next!
You know I love you, but the one thing you do is that you don't eat meat. I just want to take you out to a nice steak dinner.
My dad likes that I don't eat meat.
We are fully making this channel vegetarian.
He always says that he like tries to be a vegetarian, kind of. I don't think that's my dad. That sounds more like Nadal to me. Sorry, Zach, you're going in the no. Next!
You don't annoy me. I love you.
I don't annoy my dad? Wait. Maybe? Maybe? No. In the between. I think my dad really does love me, but I think I do a lot of things that drive him crazy. Next!
You're always going to sleep so dang late. You need to start going to sleep earlier.
Sailish.
Actually, that might be my dad. I do actually go to bed really late. Maybe yes. It's right there. This is the last dad.
Hey, Say, I love you, but you gotta stop saying so many bad words.
In my life. this isn't my dad. Yes! You are way too young to be my dad!
That was a bad one. I shouldn't have said that. Out of all people, Salish does not say bad words. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, bye! Thank you!
Okay, bye.
Well, he's never heard me say a bad word.
After this video, go see if Ben can find his ex-girlfriend blindfolded. For this next round, nobody better drop my daughter.
Next round is a trust fall. I'm pretty sure my dad will keep me safe, but I don't know about the other contestants. Usually when I do trust falls with my dad, he goes really low, and I hope he doesn't do that today. Number one, please don't drop me. Sandy, I'm scared. I don't trust anybody. Okay, that wasn't as bad as I thought. You know, I don't think my dad has that many muscles. That wasn't my dad. I know that's not my dad. Not my dad. Number two, I think I'm gonna be able to tell if it's my dad. Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. That's a baby. Thank you, number two. My dad doesn't usually put his arms like this, but he might be trying to fool me. I don't think that was my dad. Number three. What was that? That's Hudson. That's Hudson. That's Hudson. Do it. Do it again. That's Hudson. When I said Hudson, do it again, he walked away. That is Hudson. That's like a definite no. Okay, number four. Ready? What the heck? Did I even go that far at all? Is my dad just trying to trick me? I was so sure that number four was my dad, but now after that, I don't know. Number six. Thank you, number six. Maybe. Kind of think number four is my dad. That's good. Oh no, there's only two more left, and I have to make a decision? Okay. Thank you. I don't know. They weren't like strong. Number eight. And I have number eight in the maybe slash yes pile, so I guess we'll see if it's number eight. That was very clumsy. Who could that be? Hudson? Three, two. I heard a little grunt when I went, and it was like, and it sounded like my dad. Okay, now I guess it's time to make my decision of who I need to eliminate. I'm pretty positive that three is Hudson, but I'm gonna let him do one more because my dad and Hudson are very similar. One of the guys felt like he was way too strong to be my dad, so I'm gonna pick number one. Okay, number one, come out. Uh-oh, that's exactly my dad type. Yes! Well, congratulations that you're really strong. Dad, guess what? He's so much stronger than you. I'm really torn between four, eight, and seven. I think it might be four, but I don't know. Okay, I guess we have to go to the next round to see.
I remember when Salish was only 3 years old and already the sweetest little girl you would ever see.
Cindy, can you please cut the emotional voiceover? Let's just get back to filming. This round, I'm gonna know him for sure because it is a lightning round. That means that I get to ask him whatever questions that I want and he has to answer them correctly.
She thinks this is gonna be easy, but what she doesn't know is that her mom will be on the phone giving the dads all the answers.
Number two, please. What's our favorite place to eat?
What's our favorite place to eat?
Sweet green. We're gonna say sweet green.
Sweet green.
I don't really like sweet green anymore.
Sweet green. She can't keep up.
In the middle, maybe a no. Okay, number three. What is our favorite place to eat?
Well, we love going to ramen.
That might be Hudson because he knows that I like ramen. That's Hudson, I think. Number four, which I am pretty sure is my dad, so I'm gonna ask him a completely different question about like our everyday life to see if he gets it correct. What was the name of our first dog?
The name of our first dog is Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Oh, he got it correct. I'm pretty sure that you are my dad, but let's keep going. Number six, what camp am I going to this summer?
Surf camp.
Surf camp?
Oh, what else?
A gymnastics workshop.
That is Hudson. That's Hudson. Number seven, where was I born?
In our home in Mayak, New York.
How did you know that?
I am your dad.
Or you're my dad's friend.
Your dad doesn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, you're my dad's friend. You're not my dad. Number 8. What's my favorite subject in school?
That's easy. It's math.
And are you good at it?
Dad? No. Probably not.
Probably not. My dad is not good at math. At all. You're going in the baby category. Number 3, which I think is Hudson. What was my first word?
Aki. It was Aki, but it should have been dad.
That's Hudson. That's Hudson. I know it's Hudson. Number 4, which I think is my dad, so I have to ask him a really hard question. What is my favorite store to shop at for pants?
Zara.
Oh, okay. What about shirts?
Mango, maybe.
Maybe mango.
What's mango?
Or maybe it's called papaya, actually.
Maybe it's called papaya, actually.
Are you mom? Is that my mom?
I'm not mom.
My mom and I went to shop at papaya once, and my dad does not know about that. So, okay, number 6. Please come out. What summer trip are we going on?
We're going to London and then Paris and Amsterdam.
We're going to London and then Paris and then Amsterdam.
Yeah. What am I most excited to do there?
To shop for skincare at the pharmacies in Paris.
How do you know that? People know too much about me. Number 8. Come out and I'm going to ask you a really difficult question. See if you're my dad. What is going to be the theme of my room when we move into the new house? Because I've told my dad a lot about this.
Neutrals and browns.
Well, the theme of your room is going to be bronze.
Bronze? Okay, number 8 isn't my dad. First of all, how did everybody know so much about me? Did my dad, like, tell them a lot about me? I'm going to eliminate number 8. I'm really scared. I really hope this isn't my dad. Come on, go. Hudson is number 3 or number 8. Because Hudson has no idea what I want my room, because whenever I'm telling him, he's not listening, obviously, because I mean, he's a boy. What does he care? Take off your mask. Come on. Yes, I was right.
I almost had you fooled. I have something to tell you.
What?
Your mom was telling us the answers the whole time.
Mom, you told them the answers?
I knew it because you said papaya. And Dad wouldn't know about that.
You were answering all of the questions.
I was, but then I didn't know about the answers.
Mom!
Sorry. That was so much fun to try to trick her. She was like so outraged.
You got me eliminated. I thought you said bronze. Dang, her style is bronze? I'm like, I've never heard of that before. But now I'm out.
Sorry.
Well, that didn't help me, not at all. Next round, I'm gonna let Boomer choose which one he thinks is our real dad. Okay, let's go see. Okay, ready, Boomy? Ready? Seven and six? Six is his favorite. I didn't think it was gonna be six. Boomy loves six though. Okay, Boomy, let's go to the other place to find out. He definitely didn't like 4. He looked a little bit at 2. So I'm just putting everywhere he looked at. He did not look at 4 at all. Hudson is obviously. I'm not really sure about that, but that's what Boomy thinks. I have no idea which one it is, so I'm just gonna use Hudson and eliminate him. Number 3, come out. Is this Hudson? I think it's Hudson. It's Hudson, the way he walks. I knew it! I'm so smart.
I'm gonna tell you who everybody is, okay?
Dad is number 9. Felish is number 1, and Rowan's number 8. I love you.
After Hudson got eliminated, he ate only Starbucks for 24 hours. Go check it out after this video.
Next round is the lineup, so I have 5 seconds to look at everybody and decide which one is not my dad. Six isn't my dad. Okay, 6 is definitely not my dad. Okay, 6, you can come forward. Yes, I knew it! I was pretty sure 6 was it because Boomy went right to you, but then I didn't think so after I saw you guys stand. Thank you, but you are eliminated.
What?
Bye! 6 is gone.
5 by 6, I kind of feel like 4 is definitely maybe my dad. I feel like 2 and 7 are like kind of equal. On to the next round. These are programmable.
Sup people, it's Suze.
Sup people, it's Suze.
Perfect. The next round is the blindfold round. I have to trust each of these dads to guide me through these challenges. First one is the obstacle course, and if I go out of lines, he gets squirted.
Let's do this. I'm excited about this.
Back up. All right, let it go. You ready? Walk forward. Slowly. Okay. Towards the right. Yep. Turn left. Okay. Good. Stop. Turn your body right. There's a gap.
Okay.
Step over it or jump over it. You can slay. Oh, okay. Okay, I got this. Had a heart attack.
I'm walking forward. Okay.
There's a big jump. I think I'm going to get squirted. Take a couple steps back.
Just reminding you, if you step outside of the line, then like I get squirted.
You wouldn't want to do.
Yeah, I would.
Oh! No, thank God. I'm going to say it.
Doing the big jump blindfolded. Okay, so when Hudson got squirted, it sounded like he was having a lot of fun, so it might actually be our dad. Okay, maybe it was guiding me how my dad would, so he's going up. I thought for sure it was 4, but now I'm confused. Dad number 7 has to hold the cup and tell me where to pour this water so I don't spill it on him.
Go right, no, right, wait, left.
Who's left? Do I pour? Did I do it? We have to do this until I fill up the glass. Did it work? Oopsies. Look how much I filled up. Okay, so he failed because I poured it on him, so he's going down. It's obviously all of his fault. Last challenge, a blindfolded handshake.
All right, little girl, put your right hand up. Good. And then I'm going to go boom, so you go through it. So we go boom, and then we go boom, and then fist bump. Boom, good. Okay, I only have one hand, so we'll do the right hand only. High five, boom. Oh, she's leading me. Okay, now, this is what I want you to do.
Handstand.
You do a handstand, a high five on your foot, and then we'll be done. And now for the final performance.
So now I have to eliminate one of them too. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, he led me outside of a quarter, but overall he did pretty well. And number 4, my dad and I always do handshakes, and that kind of felt like him. So I think it might be him. 7 was a disaster. I mean, I got it all over him. He didn't really like guide me into the water cup, so I think I'm gonna have to eliminate 7. 7, you can come out. Hello. I really hope this isn't my dad. Okay. Come on, please don't be my dad. Yay! It's not my dad!
Almost got it. Look what you did.
Look what you did. Okay, bye. Thank you for being here.
Thank you to the Anazala family for starting this trend on YouTube.
We have 2 more people. Last round. And now is the moment of truth. You guys both have to say one sentence to me, and then I get to choose which one is my real dad. Dad number 2, you can go first.
Salish, I love you so much, and today has just been the most fun day, and I can't wait to keep having fun with you every single day. I love you.
Okay, now dad number 4.
Say, I never ever want this period of my life to end, because I know that
right now, I am living the memories I will cherish forever. Before I know it, you'll be all grown up, but right now you're still my little girl, and I love you.
Oh, that is way too emotional. That's my dad! Happy Mother's Day!
This is my daughter, Salish, and her best friend, Nadal. They want to be Valentines this year, but I am not ready for that. You think that she has a crush on him?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I've designed 5 compatibility challenges, ending with Salish attempting to find Nadal blindfolded. If they complete everything successfully, they'll get 2 incredible Valentine's Day surprises. First round, trust. Let's do a trust fall.
I don't know, are you sure to trust me?
Yeah, she really think I'll let you fall.
Yes.
What? Okay, I probably would, but anyways.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Set.
Okay.
One, go.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That one scared me.
That was good.
Magic.
Check.
Nadal moved to Texas a year ago, and despite the distance, their friendship is clearly just as strong as it was before he left. Next trust, yoga pose.
No.
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 Here, you guys scroll.
Wait. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's go.
Are they kissing?
Let's go.
Whoa! They're about to do a kissing photo?
Yeah,
obviously.
I am certain now I don't want them to be Valentine's. Okay, I'll take the photo, but if you guys kiss, I am going to flip
Dad!
Out.
Dad!
You get really close and then you just fall.
Okay.
What was that? Sandy, what did they say? Did you hear them in your head?
Wait, I'm good now. My feet are in the sand.
I gotta get there for the photo.
3, 2, 1. No!
Whoa!
Dang it!
Oh my God!
Dang it!
Were you about to kiss him and you fell?
Yeah. Maybe.
Look at that! Whoa!
That was not close enough.
Yeah, come on, let's go again.
Suddenly she's a teenager, it's Valentine's Day, and they're about to kiss.
Oh God.
Three, two, one.
Ouch!
Oh!
What happened?
I didn't touch!
What happened, you fell into him?
Yeah,
I was touched for sure.
I mean, it's not our first time.
True.
What did they just say? Whoa, I am definitely not okay with them being Valentine's. I'm gonna make this challenge even harder. Next trust challenge. Lead him blindfolded to go get ice cream.
Wait, what?
Yay! To go get ice cream needle.
Oh, okay.
Yay! I promise I won't let you crash, okay?
Beware, she gets bored and gets a little flaky.
Okay, next stair. I won't let you fall. Go. Go!
Go.
Go, go, go! Ugh. Okay, one needle, let's go. Oh, sorry, I forgot. I promise I won't let you fall. Come on, run.
No.
These challenges have started fun and easy, but later Salish will have to pick Nadal blindfolded in an emotional test of their friendship.
We're almost there. You won't crash into anything.
Salish!
Sorry, I'm sorry. I promise.
Oh no, there's a slide!
We're almost there. Come on, no.
Am I gonna run into anything?
Stop him! Oh my God, stop him, Salish!
Yeah, stop!
Oh God!
This is more work than I thought. Okay, we're here. Let's do our handshake, needle.
Look. Can I get a vanilla ice cream in a cone?
Now you have to pay.
Where?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Perfect. Okay, the tip is right there. Choose how much.
Okay, right here?
Yeah.
Sure. I think he just left a $100 tip.
Eat it.
Okay. Not the ice cream.
Nino, what do you think the prize is?
I don't know.
Remember when we went to Kalahari, the water park?
That was so fun.
And we went on iFly?
Disneyland too.
Disneyland, oh, that was so fun.
I would love to go on a hot
air balloon. Ziplining?
I would love to do both of those, ziplining and hot air balloon.
That sounds fun.
That'd be so fun.
No, that's not how that works.
You guys passed the trust round, but I'm still not ready for you to be Valentine's.
Wait, why?
Well, because it's dating.
But you can be friends and be Valentine's.
Yeah, you can be friends and be Valentine's.
Are you sure?
Can you be friends and be Valentine's?
No.
Dang it.
If you're Valentine's, you're automatically dating.
No.
Comment below, what do you think? Next challenge to be Valentine's is affection. Saying very nice things to each other. That's all you need to do.
You're Aww. Really good at being ugly.
Oh, Salish, your hair is so horrible.
I love your pearly white. I mean, your pearly yellow.
I love your black unibrow.
You have a thing right there.
It's cool.
That you shave.
It shouldn't be that hard for them because they've done it before.
She's pretty. Thank you.
Oh, you remember how cute you guys were?
Your flips are really good. I'm happy when I see you. And sometimes I miss you.
Aww.
Your turn.
I like to hang out with her. She's funny.
Aww.
And, oh no, she's like one of my only friends.
Aww.
Okay. Woo. Never mind, I lied.
Sure, you lied.
Shut up.
It's awkwardly teenager. Do they pass that round?
Okay, bye. Look, next one. I won more, he's strong.
Do you think they passed? I'm gonna give him a pass. All right, you guys think that a friend can be a Valentine, but I think Valentines are dating, so to prove it to me, go up to strangers and see if you can get a bunch of people to say friends can actually be Valentines.
Okay.
All right, go.
Excuse me? Do you think friends can be Valentines?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
No, isn't it a dating thing? It's a dating thing, right?
But they're young.
Do you think friends can be Valentine's?
Yes, they can.
Thank you. Do you think friends can be Valentine's?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you guys think that friends can be Valentine's?
There we go. How many are no? No, no, no. No, that's four no's right there. Now we're tied.
Dang it.
Do you guys think that friends can be Valentine's or Valentine's means you're dating?
I don't think they're friends though.
Whoa.
They're like too late, you know? Like they might be a couple
on the down low.
Okay, hold on. You know, that's my little girl over there.
Yeah.
You think that she has a crush on him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You also, you think he has a crush on her?
Yeah.
They're 13. Do you think they're too young to date?
No.
He's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, they're not doing anything wrong for their age.
So you're like thumbs up on the Valentine's, and yeah, they have crushes on each other.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
We think that you guys have a crush on each other.
You guys like are trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
See,
it's okay if they keep passing all these rounds, because the last challenge where Salish has to pick Nadal from a group of people blindfolded is going to be really, really hard. They have to have a really remarkable bond to be able to do that. If you guys want to be Valentines, you need to know how to compromise with each other.
Ew, I don't like that.
No.
You have to pick one item that you guys can order and share and eat together.
Ooh, steak.
Ew, no, I want the salad.
Mama's fried chicken.
Ooh, how about steamed broccoli? I love broccoli.
Baby back ribs.
I can't. I'm vegetarian.
Oh, this is driving me crazy. You're too much of a vegetarian to eat anything.
We have to compromise. We can do this. I think the best thing is a salad.
No tomato.
No, I like tomato.
And ranch.
I hate ranch.
I'm compromising the salad. At least do my dressing.
Fine. Can you get the ranch on the side?
Yes.
Okay, this has been really fun. They had a great time at the beach, but wait until you see these final two challenges.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you. Wait, no, no, no. Wait. Okay, now we can eat.
What? That's the stuff.
Okay, that's yours.
Works for me.
We are now in a studio, and it is time for the final two challenges. We have five friends of Salish in a room. They're each going to pretend to be Nadal. Salish has to pick Nadal in order to move to the final round. When each person talks,
their voice will sound like this, so Salish will have no idea who they are.
I might be a little loud because I'm wearing noise-canceling headphones.
Person number one.
Who is it?
It's me.
What do I do that bugs you the most?
Do cartwheels around me?
Okay, that is definitely not Nadal. Tell me something you really like about me.
You're cute.
Nadal would never say that. I'm cute. He would say I'm ugly. Who's my current celebrity crush?
Mr. Beast.
He's like 25. No. I can't tell if this is Nadal. He's not saying the right answer, but like maybe it is and he's trying to throw me off. I don't know. Have I ever kissed someone?
Yeah, Nadal.
Wait. Wait, so it's not you because you said yeah, Nadal. This is not Nadal. Okay, next person.
Oh my gosh. You said Nadal. You should have said me. It would have made it more funny.
Oh my god.
This is actually really sweet.
Is pineapple on pizza acceptable?
Yeah, I think it's acceptable.
Ew, no, it's not acceptable. What's my favorite food?
You're vegetarian. Some vegetarian soup?
Yeah, actually, okay. Who's taller, me or you?
Me.
Dang it. 100% Neil. Okay, no. Do I rely on my friends emotionally?
You're kind of a crybaby, so yeah.
Oh my god, I hate you so much. This is definitely Neil. Bye, next person.
Okay, we read his folder. Let's go.
I think number two was Nadal because he got some of the questions right. I'm gonna be so embarrassed if that wasn't Nadal.
This is Nadal's sister, Gigi. She knows Salish really, really well. She might be able to throw her off.
Okay, number three, go ahead. Nadal.
What?
Have you ever had a crush?
Obviously, like Addison Rae and Madison Beer.
Okay, I know this is Nadal. Okay, I don't even need to know, ask any questions. This...
I'm suddenly rooting for her to pick Nadal.
What level am I in gymnastics?
You're level six.
What's my favorite event?
Well, I know you're really bad at, like, beam.
I won first on beam a couple days ago.
Everyone else has been really bad then.
They were really good, so maybe.
Mm-hmm. Sure they were.
Okay, never mind. The second one was not Nadal.
She's talking to her like she's Nadal.
What do you appreciate most about me?
Nothing. You're ugly.
Yup, this is Nadal. Yup. Remember when we did that one color challenge? What outfit did you make me wear?
The little Grinch one.
Oh, this is definitely Nadal. No one else would know these questions. What's my favorite food?
You like soup and salad and stuff.
This is 100% Nadal. I take back the other person. This is definitely Needle!
What's something that drives you crazy about me?
How you always have to touch my hair all the time?
Uh-huh.
And mess it up?
And
the fact that you care about gymnastics more?
Then what?
Think coming to see us in Texas?
Oh my god, this is definitely Needle! I, like, actually know for a fact that this is Needle. Okay, next person.
Dude, wow, okay. She was more Nadal than you are. I don't know that you can beat that.
Okay, I thought for sure she would guess me, but Jen kind of threw her off because she knows everything about her that I do. Nah, not everything, actually.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Can we talk about that for a second? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just going to hope for the best.
I really think number three was Nadal because he's the only one who's been calling me ugly. Hello to the next person that's not Nadal. Who's your role model?
Mr. Beast.
I do not think you're Needle. What's the best surprise you've ever given me?
I don't know.
And you must know you've just given me a surprise last night for your new video. Are you good at snapping me back or no?
Snacking you back?
Snapping me back. Do you know what snapping is?
Wait, say that again.
All right, it's not Needle. Okay, we're done. Bye, thank you.
You need to be better as you than Gigi was at you.
Okay.
I'm kind of starting to root for you, but if you don't do this, no surprise.
All right,
you got this
right. Let's go.
Come on, come on.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Needle.
Oh my god. Of course it is. What's our favorite thing to do at Santa Monica together?
Ride the piers. Ride the pier rides.
Okay, chill. What's our favorite ride to do together?
The dragon.
This is sounding a little desperate. How many siblings do you have?
Three.
Wait, this also sounds like Needle. How did I meet my best friend?
I was at Santa Monica and you and Jordan were like there. We met up at the grass patch. My first time seeing you.
Do I miss you?
I would hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah.
Well, that question's gonna go unanswered. Who's my current celebrity crush?
You don't have one.
Dang it, okay.
But it used to be Harry Styles.
Okay, what's your favorite memory of us together?
Probably the water park, whenever you were too scared to go down the drop side.
I think you can do it on your own.
I was not too scared. Shut up. How do you know that if that wasn't Needle? I need to think of a really hard question. What's the first thing you do when you see me?
Pick you up and carry you.
Oh, okay. What's something you did that annoyed me so much the first time we met?
Well, when we were playing by the beach and I splashed you with water.
Oh, okay. Wait. I think this might be Needle.
Okay, Salish, one more question, then time to make a decision.
This is so hard, I don't know. Remember when we recorded the song?
Yeah.
Who is the only person I allowed to be in there with me?
Me.
Okay, Salish, time to make a decision. If you pick Needle, then you get to move to the final round.
Okay.
Which one is Needle?
I think it was either three or five because, like, they sounded exactly like Needle. How could two people sound just like Needle? The last answer only Needle with no show. Five, okay.
Okay, are you ready? Are you sure?
Yes!
You sure?
Yeah! Yes.
One, two, three, number five! Yay! The final challenge is the ultimate test of their bond. We have switched their order. Salish is going to wear a blindfold and hold each person's hand and try to pick Needle. Can she pick her best friend without seeing him or hearing his voice? If she can, they will get two awesome Valentine's Day surprises.
I don't know if I'm gonna guess Needle, so I'm kind of scared. I don't know if he's like gonna still like me if I don't guess him. We've held hands a lot, but I'm not paying attention when I hold his hands. I don't know what they feel like. Why would I know his face? It's not like I'm going like this all the time. I got this. Okay. I can't overthink it or else I'm not gonna guess him.
Salish and Needle have passed every round, so it all comes down to this. And you guys know how crazy it drives me when you ship Salish, but this is actually really, really sweet. And I'm finding myself rooting for them to find each other. Okay, here you go. Got my hand. You can hold their hands. You can touch their faces lightly. Okay, here's the first person.
Sorry. This person has bony cheeks. Sorry, I don't think it's him, but I don't know. Okay, where's the next person? Where's your face? Is this the face? No, you're too tall. Who's this one? Is this one it? Where's your face? Is this it? sorry. I'm really sorry.
Pants? Ooh. Is this the next person? Is this your face? Are you smiling? Stop smiling. Ooh. Wait. Okay. I don't know. And? This is him, I think.
Take off your blindfold. Okay, that was awesome. I'm actually shocked at how happy I am right now, so time for the surprises.
Oh my gosh, look at this! Here, do you want
strawberry? So good.
Yeah, a strawberry.
Okay, hey, guys.
Whoa, good.
Happy Valentine's Day. Next time you guys see each other, you get to do this.
Hot air balloon!
Yeah!
Yay! Yay!
We're leaving tomorrow in Texas.
I'm gonna bring Sailors to Texas to do a hot air balloon. Okay, I was wrong after all. Friends can definitely be Valentines.
Show that one. Show that one.
This one's the best.
Happy Valentine's Day!
These are six couples.
But one of them is fake.
My daughter Salish will lead them through a series of elimination rounds.
When was your first kiss?
If she's able to identify the fake couple, she wins $1,000. But if the fake couple fools her, they win the $1,000. Let's play.
First round, embrace.
Each couple will come up and act as if they haven't seen each other in 1 week. Couple number one, let's see you. Oh, okay, let's watch this.
Okay. And now they're looking at each other awkwardly.
But they might be awkward just because they're being filmed. You never know.
We met on Zoom during COVID 2.5 years ago.
We fell in love before we even saw each other in person.
I don't know about this one. Yeah. I'm gonna go maybe and fake.
Rowan and Dell set up this entire thing. Salish and I have absolutely no idea who the fake couple is. Couple number two. Oh wait, he's being really cool.
Okay.
Oh, that looked natural to me, actually. That was a real moment.
I mean, 70 years strong from East Coast
to
West Coast.
Says it all, from East Coast to West Coast. I love him sometimes.
I would put them very real. You're either a real couple or great actors. When we are not filming, we are separating all the couples, so there is no chance they will unintentionally give it away. Even the other couples don't know which one is fake. Couple number three.
Oh,
that's
okay.
An interesting walk. Look, he's got the hand in the pocket. Oh, what was that little signal?
Oh, wow.
Even though that we are just 3 weeks together, I feel that we will spend long years together.
3 weeks as a couple nowadays?
Maybe, like, there.
If I was a fake couple, I might say 3 weeks, so I would excuse away anything I didn't know.
Yeah!
Thank you very much, couple three. Fakers. They're faking it. Sorry. Have you guessed the fake couple yet? You will not believe the huge twist at the end.
Couple number four.
Look, he went right into the nook. See how he's in the nook? This is the nook, little neck nook. You put your face in there. Okay, no, weird.
Don't do me hard. Why would you do the heart stab?
We're a couple because we're always supporting each other. We're always there for each other.
Fake couple did practice an hour in advance, so they got a little time to warm up and get to know each other a little, but an hour is a lot shorter than years. I thought the embrace was very real. That's just me.
I'm gonna put them on maybe.
I guess you didn't convince her that you've been together for a year yet. Next couple.
Oh. He made sure that she was okay, you know? He looked back at her when she was walking.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You wanna change your vote? Oh, that look! Couple number five, come on! Let's see what you got.
Oh yeah, they give a vibe.
They're a couple.
And
come
green
on.
And green.
If you're not a couple, you should be. Oh, yeah,
they're a vibe.
They're a vibe.
Do you wonder if we're a real couple?
They're real.
real.
You got a real vibe?
Uh-huh.
If they're
like,
a fake
real.
Couple, they're gonna be real by the end of this video.
Like, you're real.
That's all I'm saying. You got all the way to the edge of real. That's as real as she goes.
Okay.
Couple number six.
Oh, that was a weird look.
I'm gonna watch.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna guess they've been together for like 10 years.
Yeah.
We're a real couple because we've been married for 23 years, together for
27.
Kids, friends, but you share a life.
Yeah, have a great life.
Yeah, they're real.
Mm-hmm. Everybody feels real to me. Couple one is the closest to fake.
Yeah.
On to round two. Every time this buzzer goes off, Salish has to make an elimination. Since we have no idea when that's gonna happen, she has to be ready to make a decision at a moment's notice.
Next round, rapid fire question. Do you snore?
I don't think so.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do you snore?
Can I tell a lie? Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Does it wake you up?
No.
Okay, who's more emotional?
She.
Her?
More.
Who's more emotional? Her, him, okay. Already having some fights, okay. Who's more emotional?
Her.
What?
So what's that about? You're both pointing to each other.
I don't know. I don't know why she points to me, but
because
it's definitely
when
her.
When you get upset, you get upset.
Well, oh, that's not emotional.
She gets upset.
That is emotional.
27 years of dating, there's gonna be some fights. Who gets more emotional?
She does.
No one can agree. Who gets more emotional?
HSP right here.
Okay. That was a real reaction. You guys are laughing together. They're definitely real.
Oh, okay.
So you guys have been only dating for 3 weeks. When was your first kiss?
In the car.
When? The first day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say, tell me the story. What happened?
No. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
What was your first date?
Gathering for our music.
What kind of music does she like?
She likes bachata and she sings in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, what is this?
They're definitely dating.
Definitely dating or definitely
yes,
not?
No, like, dating. Oh, I still want to know, what are you guys talking about?
Don't really know when our first kiss was.
You don't remember your first kiss?
Yeah, that's like a little bit of a problem.
What was her favorite color?
Like a magenta.
What's your favorite color?
Maybe like a light green.
Oh.
That's not
okay,
close
now
at all.
You cover your ears.
What's his favorite color?
Like a dark blue.
What's your favorite color?
Like a light gray.
Oh.
These guys are so suspicious. They don't know each other's color. They can't remember when they kissed, but they have dating energy.
No, yeah, they're dating though.
They're either dating or they're gonna be.
What would you change about his outfit right now?
everything.
Where would you go on vacation?
Budapest.
What would you guys want to do in Paris?
Je m'appelle Baguette.
Did you just say I am Baguette?
My name is Baguette.
I don't know about these guys. I've got to be honest. Somebody's getting this $1,000. If you make us think it's them and they're real, then you might end up winning the $1,000. Look at me in the eye. Does he have any tattoos?
He does.
What is it?
Hercules on his calf, a word on his forearm.
What's the word?
It's overcome.
Can you show us your forearm, please?
Of course.
It says overcome. Nice. How did you meet?
On set.
For?
Music video. I'm an actress. Here or there.
What's your favorite thing to do together? Say it on three. One, two, three.
Music. Singing.
Oh.
Same thing.
Let's pretend it's cold. Will you put your jacket over her shoulders?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you guys married?
We're married.
Why don't you wear a ring?
I don't wear jewelry.
How do you feel about that?
I don't need.
You good? Interesting, because you have a ring and he doesn't.
Yeah, that's how
it is. Okay. Okay.
Okay, I have one more question. It is really important, so...
No!
No! No, it's so important!
Each elimination has to be whoever you think is most likely a real couple vibe.
One is acting like pretty real, but also kind of fake.
Don't do one!
Two... They're acting pretty real, I think.
It's so fake. Obvious who's real.
Three is kind of fake, I think. I'm
out of
three!
No, this could be the fakers!
Four!
Oh, okay. At the end, we'll find out if they are real or fake. Comment below what you think.
Next round, trust fall.
Oh my God.
Hold on one sec.
Do you trust him to catch you?
Whoa, wait. Oh. Here's a twist. Trust fall off of this.
Okay. You can choose not to, but if you want to prove your trust, it's up to you. The game of a trust fall is to let them go as far back as possible so they have the experience of thinking they're going to fall. Ready, set, go. Whoa. That's the trust fall game. All right, number one.
Oh! Off the chair!
Oh!
No. Okay, okay.
Get down. I'm not even there.
Obviously, if you've been in a relationship, you've probably played the trust fall game.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, God.
That was not very trusting.
Was she supposed to, like, fall into my arms and stay on the chair?
She didn't trust him, but maybe they just have trust issues as a couple. I think I'm gonna stay.
All right, number 2.
Don't drop me.
3, 2, 1.
Oh! Whoa! That was incredible.
She trusts him a lot.
Wow. Wow. That was serious trust.
These are my biggest maybes, and they are really suspicious, so I'm going to leave them there for now, but let's see.
Okay.
They are definitely not dating.
You just went all the way to the edge of fake. The only thing I'd say is this 3 weeks, though. 3 weeks, you might not learn trust.
Weeks.
The 3 week thing could be a great cover for how you don't really know all the answers, or it could actually mean that you can't do a lot of these things. This is smart, the 3 week thing. Number 5.
She looks nervous. Okay, he wanted to make sure her phone was safe. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! Was that too close or was it
not? Whoa! Wait! Are you kidding me? Why did that? We didn't even do a full round! The rules are the rules! Oh, I wanted to see them do the trust fall so bad! Drum roll, please!
This is so easy. I know who's a couple. Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Number 2.
Number 2, step forward. You have been eliminated, and we will find out at the end of the video if you are a real or fake couple. They're such a couple. Come on. Are you kidding me? Look at them.
Yeah.
If I was going to do a photo of a couple, I would just take a photo of you guys. That's how sure I am they're a couple. Next round, couples photos. Back in the day, I was a photographer, pretty celebrated, kind of awesome. I had a photo check.
All you had to do is click a button. Literally not that hard.
It is actually
hard. Your camera, you look, and you go.
I'm going to take a photo of each couple. We're going to see what kind of energy we have. Couple number 1. Look, look what's happening.
Oh.
He was trying to help her.
Aw, Dad, they totally should be a couple if they're not one. Wait, what's your name?
Monjalique.
What's your name?
Morgan.
Monjalique.
Ship name. I did a lot of wedding photography in the day. There's the classic dip pose. Let's see how it goes.
I can dip you if you want.
Holding hands and looking into each other's eyes. Let's hold it for an uncomfortably long time. Imagine you're in a wedding dress.
Imagine I'm in a wedding dress.
Closer.
Oh, Salish, look at this photo.
Oh. Okay, they did flinch, but I really think they're a couple. They're so cute together. Go a little bit more, maybe. 3 is pretty fake, I think.
You gotta kill this to make her doubt, or else you don't make your $1,000.
Yeah.
Ready?
They're really awkward.
A dip. They're not into it at all. That was awkward, right?
Yeah.
It's like massively awkward.
It was like this. If I could put it any further, I would, but like it won't stick. There we go.
All right, next, the most obvious couple ever. Do whatever you would do as a couple for a beautiful photo. Oh, that's cute. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cute. They're comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
Oh, okay.
They're obviously going to get married. Yeah,
they're going to get married. Listen, if you guys need a wedding photographer, I'm available.
Gosh. Okay.
5 is such a couple. They're so real. Like, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. You guys are a vibe. Okay, couple number 6. Well, since you're married, I would like you to recreate your engagement moment, okay? Oh, this is very interesting.
It wasn't like a big to-do.
Wait a minute. When he proposed, did he get down on one knee?
No.
How did he propose?
We were laying in a bed.
And he just said,
hey, we should get married.
That's suspicious, right? Let's go. Lay down on the ground.
Are we serious?
Yep. I want you guys to recreate it for me.
I think we should... We should get married or move out.
Okay. Okay.
If this is real, you're one romantic dude.
No.
What?
Because they might be faking it.
I don't hear a buzzer. Moving on, next round.
Women step forward, men walk away. Now each of you has to give me the Starbucks order for your man.
Wait, whoa. Sandy, replay that expression.
I want you each to write down their order without saying anything, and then we'll see if it's right. Venti.
The interesting thing is the fake couple did sit down at Starbucks, so they might have already figured that out. Oh, and she's just pounding through it. She knows. Almost 30 years, you should know this. Whoa, this is taking a while.
That's really specific.
Let's move on to the next round. We'll be waiting for those Starbucks. Next round, emotional questions. We know Say loves that. Say, you ready?
Uh-huh.
If the fake couple has already been eliminated, they have won $1,000. If one of you is fake and Sailor picks you as fake, she gets the $1,000.
Couple number one, what is a secret you've never told your partner?
I'm kind of scared to buy plane tickets for a vacation a year away.
Oh.
They're very real, but after this video, they might not be. Do you want kids?
Yeah.
Do you?
Someday.
Okay, I think they are 100% real.
Number three.
They are very fake right now on the board. When did you know you were in love?
After a kiss.
After the kiss, you fell in love?
Yes.
That's so romantic if it's true.
When do you want to get married?
Together.
That's such an awkward question because they have only been dating for 3 weeks, right? Can you imagine marrying him?
Yes.
Could you imagine marrying her?
I don't know.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
You could just be messing around with her. I have no idea. Did they change your mind?
Yeah. They were joking around a lot, and they look really familiar, and they speak the same languages.
Number five, come forward.
We already know this. We don't even have to ask.
I mean, yeah. How long have you been together?
6 months.
Since March.
Have you said I love you yet?
He did. He said it first.
Did you say it after?
Yes.
Can I hear you guys say it to each other now?
I love you.
Oh!
That came out easy.
Okay, you know, no more questions. Thank you.
Number six, come forward. There's a very real, and two maybes. Nobody's fake yet. Hey, that proposal really threw me.
What bugs you the most about him?
Cold water in his sink.
That's so interestingly specific. That's the kind of thing that you would only say if you're a couple, right? Because that's what? The kind of like little thing that
drives. Or she has a different husband and her husband actually does that. What's your red flags about her?
I have none.
That is not.
Okay.
I guess we're moving on to Starbucks.
I thought there'd be a buzzer. Now you each get to taste the Starbucks order and see who got it right. What would you have ordered from Starbucks?
Like a caramel macchiato.
How are you feeling right now? Well, she got you a venti matcha. Let's see you drink that.
I love this.
Here you go. Oh, okay.
It's not, I mean.
Have you ever had that before? The way you're drinking, it looks like you've never had it before. She ordered that for you like you have it all the time. Interesting. They're suspicious again. What would you have ordered from Starbucks? Keep your eyes on me.
I don't know, tea?
Iced or hot?
Hot.
What was that?
Cold.
You would have a cold iced tea?
Yeah.
2.5 years, and she ordered you something you've never had before, 3 weeks, and she got you the right order.
Oh.
Iced tea. Oh. What would you have ordered from Starbucks?
I don't drink Starbucks, and I'm fasting right now, so technically nothing.
I knew you were a couple, okay? Next. What would you have ordered from Starbucks?
Listen, you're not gonna believe this.
Uh-huh.
I'm fasting too. So I wouldn't be ordering anything today. First day. Day one of fasting.
Huh, that's weird that you're fasting.
Today. That's
and your
started.
Wife of 20 something years ordered you food.
I would eat that though. That's exactly what I would eat if I wasn't fasting. This is what I take here from Starbucks. Every time. I can't eat this though.
Okay, no buzzer. Okay, I guess it's time to break for lunch, guys.
One completely missed the order.
Still real?
Yeah. Three got it right. It's a little bit of like an unusual order, I guess. If they are fake, they spent the morning at Starbucks together. I'm gonna keep them right there. Five, she knew he was fasting. Absolutely, I can't put her any higher. Six, they look so good together. I'm gonna put them in maybe, but I just can't tell.
Lunch break, but we're gonna be observing them with a secret camera, see if we can find out anything from their body language.
We let them all be together only for lunch so we could spy on them.
Okay, where's he going? He's very suspicious to me. Number six.
Oh,
he just went and got her.
Number six just went and got her.
They're sitting at their
And then they went to sit alone.
Oh, look. And now she's getting him.
Wait, what happened? Oh, they're laughing. Did she send him away?
No. Is she coming?
He went there and then she went there.
She's looking for him.
Three is talking to his partner. They're together. So the only one that's not with his partner now is five. He's not even eating lunch. Oh, he's fasting. That's a real thing. It really is fasting. Who are the two suspicious ones? Six, one, and three. All of them are suspicious, mm-hmm. right? Ready for the next round? It is going to be a blindfold round. And this round...
No!
We didn't even start a round.
I'm going to eliminate...
Drum roll! Shocker! Number five, you guys are out. Big surprise there. You guys are as couple gets. Thank you very much. I want to point out one thing. We thought she got the order wrong, but he's still drinking his Starbucks. Maybe they know each other better than we thought, but look at something else. Remember how he got the exact order? He didn't even touch this. Now I think, yes, suspicious. Suspicious. That's just me. I don't know. For the next round, number one stay. The other women, please leave. There you go. This is the blindfold round. Find your partner. Switch up your orders, please. Get in different orders. You're going to touch each man's hand, and you are going to pick your partner.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, are you almost ready?
Yes.
That's the first person.
Okay. Oh, wow. I don't think this is Morgan. Huh. Maybe, possibly. Sorry. No, I don't think so.
Okay, next.
This is the last one.
Oh, are you kidding me? We have to make another decision? I want you to take off your blindfold.
Oh no.
Oh no. Wow, one blindfold and you got it wrong and now you have to make a decision. This is hard because all three of them are suspicious, right?
No, I know who it is.
If you get it wrong, you don't get the $1,000. Drum roll, please.
Number one is real.
How are you eliminating her? She just missed his hand.
I think they're real. Number one, because he knew her ringtone.
Yes, that's her phone.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, he knows her phone.
Did he say that's her phone?
Yes.
How did he know her ring?
And they just act like a boyfriend and girlfriend. So I'm going with my instinct.
It is down to two couples. Everybody comment, who do you think is the fake couple? Did they get eliminated already, or are they standing right here?
Next round, slow dancing. Sandy, cue the music.
Okay, what do you think? These guys are laughing, but who looks more comfortable with each other? Who looks like they've done this more? Couple three is having fun, but the whole thing is...
They look like friends.
Do you ever go out on dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't go dancing?
No.
How does it feel? Awkward. And cut the music! Are you ready to make a decision?
Yeah.
Too bad, because there's no buzzer. All right, what else could we have them do? They want a kiss. I hear you. The masses have requested a kiss. You do not have to do it. If you would like to kiss, then that is going to be part of her decision-making process. Couple number three, come forward here.
I don't think they've had their first kiss yet.
This is awkward. This is awkward.
Kiss me.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, this is awkward.
This is so fun. That's
in the camp. Did that look like a kiss has ever happened before? Oh, okay. You've now moved into fake territory.
We never kiss in public. Yeah. That's a problem.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's the first time in public.
I mean, truthfully, it's a little awkward to kiss in front of a bunch of people screaming. Couple number three, you can step back. Everybody, comment. What did you think of that? Couple number six, how excited are you right now? Yes! Bring it up! You good?
I'm good.
Okay.
You good?
I'm good.
If you're comfortable giving each other a kiss, 26 years of marriage, go for it. Oh! Oh. No! Oh, we
have to make a decision. We only had one day to put this entire video together, and you've probably noticed they are all male-female couples. If we do the video again, I would love to include more relationship diversity in the video, so please email us right here if you'd like to participate. All right, time for decision. Somebody's about to win $1,000. Is it Salish or is it a fake couple? One of these two. Salish, pick the fake couple.
First of all, you guys, I don't know if you're real. I don't think so because that kiss was really awkward. But then I also don't know about you guys because you don't wear the wedding ring.
Who do you think is the fake couple?
I think the fake couple is you!
Oh, okay, okay. I have $1,000 in my hand. I'm about to give it to Salish or the fake couple. It is time for the final reveal. Will the fake couple please step forward right now? What?
What?
Ah! What? They were eliminated first! At that moment, I thought it was all over, but I had no idea there was another huge twist coming. This is what happened next. All right, we thought the video was over, but we just discovered due to the scheduling conflict, we actually had to use a second fake couple, and they pretended to be a real couple this whole time.
Wait, what?
Will the second fake couple please step forward?
What?
No way! No way! There is absolutely no way!
They are not fake!
If I was gonna do a photo of a couple, I would just take a photo of you guys.
They're obviously gonna get married.
Yeah, they're gonna get married. So this is my wife, Lauren, of 21 years, and I hope this video inspired all of you to find the love of your life and be happy forever. Bye. Comment if you want us to do another video. This was so much fun.